CliffCentral.com. George, did you hear that? Did you hear this story? Did you hear this woman?
I was listening until I got out of the car.
Oh my God. What
She's
a woman.
Amazing.
Oh, the
what a woman.
Lady.
Isn't she incredible?
Absolutely incredible. I think.
I mean, you're incredible. You fly things and drive things and do all kinds of cool shit.
It's another Saturday for him, you know, doing incredible things.
This morning was not another Saturday for me.
Why? What? Were you in a bit of a hurry?
Last time I
thought you were going to join us online today. You clearly decided you were going to.
Yeah, I mean, I try and come in here as often as I can. Like, no. I left my house the same time as I did last time, and this time took me an hour to get here.
Traffic is a bitch. Huh? Can't you fix that? Don't you know someone in the automotive business who can give us some advice on these things?
I thought I knew people. I clearly don't. I clearly don't.
All right. From an amazing sailor who is winning world yacht races and breaking records to George Meany, who's also a record breaker. And we're talking this morning about all the things in the lifestyle and around cars, driving, motoring, and everything else that's exciting in that world. So what do you got for us today?
So last week, it was either in the show or in the comments somewhere, you asked me to find out about people that might lend their cars out.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We're always giving you these side tasks.
So
I'm ready to hear those.
I sent a small task team of people on a mission. We put a big survey up on Autotrader. Well, not a big survey. It was a little survey. We did, you know, three questions. We said, first question was, how many adults, 18 or plus, live in the same dwelling as you? So we asked that question.
Yeah, I wanted to know if people had extra cars.
Yes. Oh. How many cars does your immediate family collectively have in that household? And then would you ever be willing to loan out or privately rent your car if you weren't using it? So we asked those three questions.
Okay.
The answer to the first one was quite interesting. 1.3% of people that we surveyed didn't have a car. Okay. But they're on Autotrader.
What percentage?
1.3%.
Yes, that's low.
It's low.
They want a car, clearly, otherwise they wouldn't be on Autotrader.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's not representative of the country because, you know, obviously people that can't afford a car wouldn't be surfing for a car, or unless it's car porn. 9% of people had one car, 25% of people had two cars, 27% of people had three cars.
Wow.
And then it starts to drop off. 16 had four.
That's a lot, though. 16% of people have four cars.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. It just shows you. Huh. I think this is representative of the haves and have-nots.
Yeah,
you know, those people surfing.
So there's
cars.
A small number of people who have a large number of cars.
Yes,
just for them.
Yes, exactly. So if you look at it this way, you know, 35, 36, a third of people have two cars or under,
we don't know what kind of cars they are. They might be.
Sorry, Gareth. That question. Totally am in traffic mode still. Okay. That question was how many people living in your dwelling?
Oh,
okay.
One, I was going to say 16% of people have four cars.
Yes, yes.
That's a lot of rich people.
Which neighborhood is that?
I mean, really.
So the amount of cars collectively in the home, 21% had zero. So that makes more sense. Yeah. 15 had one, 31 had two. So 46% had two or under two cars.
Okay.
But the question that you wanted an answer to was, would you ever be willing to loan your car or rent it out?
Right, because if it's sitting there, it's like a plane. I mean, yes. You know this from aviation. If you have a plane or a helicopter sitting in a hangar and not making you money, it's costing your fortune.
Yes.
No one wants that. So if you have a car sitting in the garage, it's depreciating. It's also, it needs to be maintained, needs to be kept running. So it's a liability.
I'd like to take a jab at this. I think, right, a majority, before you give us the answer, a majority of people, if they said yes, they would rent out their cars, it's usually a bucky or a taxi.
Okay, we didn't ask what type of vehicle it
but
is.
That,
I think that makes sense.
Yeah, but it makes
that's
sense.
That's my guess.
So the answer is, would you be categorically yes, 40% of people would.
Okay, it's a lot.
Categorically
that's
yes.
Good, that's okay. Good, right.
39% of people said categorically no.
So I see there's a business opportunity here. Fridays are always about starting new businesses that we never start. Someone much more driven than us is going to actually pick up the pen or the phone or the laptop and start doing this. There's an opportunity here for people to do short-term rentals on their own cars rather than go to like a car rental company. If you know someone in your neighborhood, and I think it would start in neighborhoods because you need geographic proximity as well. And then maybe that would be a cheaper way. If you say to someone, oh, all right, I'll give it to you for the fuel that you put in, you have to pay for that, but I'm going to add X per kilometer, let's say, because that's probably how people would like to do it, right?
Yes, exactly.
There's money in this, I'm telling you.
There's definitely money. So 40% of people said absolutely yes. And then you've got another 21% of people would said, I would have to be convinced. So, I mean, if you could...
He's convinced them. I think they've been swayed.
Well, even if it's only 40%, that's a lot. It's almost half. If you have an extra car sitting around, almost half of the people who have such a car would be willing to rent it out.
But here's an interesting part of that survey that I think is quite an insight into age.
I just want to point out here, Carl says, Borge, you've probably fucked up the results of this.
Yeah, I know. The first
please concentrate.
You're right, Congo Chris. I did. All right. I did. I'll put it up online so you can see it yourself. But totally fucked up the first part. But what was interesting out of the survey was people over the age of 55 were not willing to loan their cars out at all. Nobody.
Okay, so older people are not likely to do it because they're too attached to their cars, right? They're also the kind of people who, I won't Uber. No, I don't Uber. I'll drive.
More than half, so the 18 to 24-year-olds and the 35 to 44-year-olds were willing to loan out their cars.
Right.
So the younger people are definitely more open to this. So there's their business opportunity again.
Well, so he has got a bucky and a taxi.
And women were more likely to lend out their cars than men.
Aha.
Yes.
What do you think that's because of?
More men had to be convinced.
I think in general, guys know a bit more about cars. So when you do get a car, you tend to buy the car that you like that's for Gareth.
More
whereas
attached.
For me, yes. Whereas for me, I'm like, I just need to get to A to B. And if you need a lift, take, I don't know. Like when the lights go on, I'm like,
I don't think they're as attached to the
vehicle. Yes. So it's just like,
I think a lot of women feel, this is just my own personal intuition, there's no survey results in this. My own personal intuition is women feel like a car is a utility. It's something that they just use to get from A to B, whereas men kind of,
they're kind of emotional. And we associate it with our identity, which is interesting.
Mm. Yeah, we identify with the car. Yeah. You know, some women identify with their cars, but, you know, the Golf GTI drivers and so.
No, that's true. That's true. It's so weird. Like men are emotional and identify with their car, but they can't sometimes do that with their spouse or girlfriend. It's ridiculous, right?
You're wild.
It is totally weird. All right, what else you got for us this morning?
And then we are pronouncing BMW incorrectly.
Really?
Wait, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm. BMW.
Yeah. BMW.
Because it's German.
Yes.
So the
Bayerische Motoren, Motorischen, I can't remember how, but Werke is the last one.
So how did BMW get its name? The letters in BMW, the luxury car brand, stand for Bayerische.
Bayernische.
Yeah, Bayernische.
Bayern is Bavaria, so it's Bavarian.
Werke GmbH.
Right. That's right. I was trying to say that, but I'm
no, I can't say
my German is terrible.
So BMW, we're pronouncing wrong. Like Porsche, we're pronouncing wrong.
Porsche. But I always feel I'm being pretentious if I say Porsche. And if I suddenly start saying to people BMW, they're going to be like, ja, und? And I'm going to be like, ah, fuck, that's all the German I got, right? So you got to be careful about this.
So that's it, Gareth. I mean, I'll put up the
Ryan says, George, big exclamation mark. What was the car of the year?
Car of the year?
I don't know what he's on. Is he high?
He's spelling words
Ryan,
wrong.
Get in here. Explain yourself. Why do you throw a question like that out when we...
Even done car of the year? Like,
Carl,
is that something?
Carl says,
car of the year's gone.
While he's coming in here, Carl says, women are already destroying their cars, so they don't care if someone else does.
No, I think that is so true. So there's a guy on Twitter, he did a thread. He was like, oh, I decided to take my girlfriend's car to get it washed. And he was like, the minute he turned on the car, all the lights were on.
All of it. The hazards, the problems, the engine
like,
lights.
Why would you drive a car with all these lights on? And she's like, I don't know. So it gets me from A to B.
Ryan, what do you want with this, the ridiculous question that you've just thrown in out of left field? No, what do you mean, car of the year?
I was just told that was car of the year.
Yeah, South African car of the year isn't a car.
Oh.
Is it what?
For 2023, it's a Bucky.
Oh. Well, that's, but now, George, you're being very obtuse. That's very obtuse and unnecessary. What is it?
It's a Ford Ranger. Oh. Ford Ranger. Have you seen the new Ford Ranger?
Yes, right? That thing is gorgeous. I would get that. That's a big boy. Put some respect on my name if I drove that, because it's big and in the lights. And then they also annoy me because they're pissed on the highway. They're just like...
All right, well, then I owe Ryan an apology. He had a very good question. George was just being difficult about the answer.
No, I wasn't. Auto Trader doesn't sponsor South African Car of the Year anymore, so we're not as close to it.
All right, how do we pronounce Ford Ranger? Ford Roger.
No, it's from Southern Texas somewhere.
Yeah, it's America. It's a it's Ford. American, yeah, it's Ford Ranger. Okay, everybody, that's all we got time for today. Thank you, George. Very nice to see you. Thank you very much, Simpiwe and Ben. And thank you to Kirsten Neuscheffer, who was also on with us this morning. What an incredible way to start your Friday. We will see you on Monday. Have an excellent weekend. Cheers, everybody. Be good. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.